Okay, so there's an interesting sugya about the connection and really fusion between Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. Now, I want to start with the last set of sources that we went through about the special Indian of Riboy Suda Rosh Chodesh. So in general, the din is brought down Shulchan Aruch that there's a mitzvah laharbos besudas Rosh Chodesh. There's an Indian to make more of a meal on Rosh Chodesh. There's an issue to fast on Rosh Chodesh. There's a requirement to wash and have bread, but there's an Indian. But there's certainly an Indian to have larger Suda than one would have on a regular week there. So the Magen Avraham wants to know what happens when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos during the week. So then fine, it's easy to have Riboy Suda. But what should a person do on Shabbos? Rosh Chodesh coincides with Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham brings from the Yushalmi, a very interesting din, which I'm not sure what Pshat is, but he says that if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, since you're not able to recognize how Shabbos is really overtakes Rosh Chodesh, you don't recognize the presence of Rosh Chodesh, so where is there Riboy Suda? We always have Riboy Suda on a regular Shabbos meal. So he says you have a Riboy Suda on Sunday. So it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore, but somehow that's like a Tashlumim for Rosh Chodesh Shechalios B'Shabbos. But then the Magen Avraham says that, no, he thinks the way a person could accomplish this is by extending the length of Shalosh Shudas into Motzei Shabbos in time is how you're able to. So you normally finish Shalosh Shudas, I don't know, 10 minutes before Tseis, so you should go 5 minutes a little bit further than what you would normally do, and that would show a certain kavod of Rosh Chodesh. That's what the Magen Avraham writes. The Mishnah Berurah makes yet a third suggestion in how you show that Rosh Chodesh is special when it falls out on Shabbos. He explains, you make an extra Meichel. He said, Osen Meichel Echad Yoser Mi B'chol HaYamim L'chav Rosh Chodesh. That's a regular weekday. Ukshechal B'Shabbos Osen Meichel Echad Yoser Mi Mashinogin B'chol Shabbosos K'dei She Nikar Kavod Shel Rosh Chodesh. So normally in a typical Shabbos you have, I don't know, 5 side dishes. You should make a 6th side dish for Rosh Chodesh. So there are 3 suggestions how you reflect the special Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, either by extending the meal, Shalosh Shudas, or by having some tashlumim on a Sunday, which excel itself is pretty interesting, or have an extra course or an extra dish on Rosh Chodesh Shechalios B'Shabbos. But what happens when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Rosh Hashanah, which is, of course, every year? Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah is one and the same. Should one have an extra meichel? Should one extend their meal? Should you have a makeup? You can't really make up Rosh Chodesh because the next day is Rosh Hashanah, right? Day 2 is Rosh Hashanah, and then the day 3 is already some Gedalia. So that doesn't really work. So is there an Indian to be Mosif Meichel on Rosh Hashanah because there's also Rosh Chodesh, which coincides with the Rosh Hashanah always? So Prima Gadim writes that everyone agrees, Chuli Alma agree, that Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh does not deserve an extra kavod for Rosh Chodesh. And the reason he explains is because there's a mitzvah lasanos. Some hold that there's a mitzvah taka the fast. So the eating, the element of eating, isn't essential to Rosh Hashanah. And the fact that some, the Gaonim, say you could fast tells us we could ignore the existence of Rosh Chodesh. So that's how the Prima Gadim comes out. There is no inyan to be Mosif Meichel because of Rosh Chodesh. Now the problem with this is we don't assume that way. We assume you shouldn't be fasting. We assume you don't fast on Rosh Hashanah. That's number one. Number two is, how are you able to fast on Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah anyways in the first place? The Gemara says there's an Isser to fast on Rosh Chodesh. And the Rambam writes the Isser to fast on Rosh Chodesh is an Isser deraisa. So how could the Gaonim come along and say you could fast on Rosh Hashanah if it's also Rosh Chodesh and there's an Isser deraisa, at least according to the Rambam, to fast on a regular Rosh Chodesh? So there shouldn't be a heter for fasting because of Rosh Chodesh, and you should also be Mosif Meichel Yoser on Rosh Hashanah, that's Rosh Chodesh. So how do we understand this? So let's go back now to the beginning of the sugya, the Gemara in Beya, Daf Tes Ayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes a pasuk which appears a couple places in Shas, where the Gemara says, Tiku b'chodesh shofar, Rabbi Bohu says, Maikra, what does the pasuk mean? Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kesa yom chagenu, that you blow the shofar in the month, this month, and in the Kesa Yom Chagenu, there's something hidden. Kesa is a kisur, there's a covering on this yantif. So Ezu Chag She'achodesh Miskasebo, which is the Chag where there is something that's hidden. Havi Omer Zer Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah rather. The Gemara says this is Rosh Hashanah, and it goes on to explain it, Ki Chok Li Yisrael. This capital term that we say is all about Rosh Hashanah. There are many, many reflections of Rosh Hashanah in this kapitel. It says at the end about the dipping bread in honey at the end of this kapitel. It talks about Yosef being freed from Beis Asurim, which took place in Rosh Hashanah. This whole kapitel Tehillim is all about Rosh Hashanah. But how do we know? Because it says, Kesel Yom Chagenu. So Eizu Chag Shechodesh Miskasebo, this is Rosh Hashanah. So what's hidden? What's hidden in Rosh Hashanah? So Rashi says, the Rashi Lilavana is Miskasebo. The moon is hidden because every other Yontif, the moon is very very apparent. On Sukkot and Pesach, it's a full moon, the 15th. Shavuos, it's the 6th and 7th, which is a half a moon. But Rosh Hashanah, there's nothing. It's zero. So the Levana is hidden. And the Tosafot says, well, that doesn't seem to be pshat in the Gemara, because it should have said that the Ezu Chodesh Sheha Levana Miskasebo, it says Sheha Chodesh Miskasebo. So he says, Kisa is a lashon of mazmin and mezuman, something that's already prepared. The idea of kisoy, there are other instances of kisoy. I may have mentioned this also, this interesting minhag that's, I think, practiced amongst all Bali Tokeya. The Bali Tokeya, when he says the bracha on the shofar, he covers it up. I'm not sure if you've noticed this, unless you get I get a close view when I'm up there. So he covers it up. When he says a bracha, which is a very strange thing in halacha, which is a different topic. But there's an inn of kisoy with regards to Rosh Hashanah, with many, many regards. So the moon is hidden, the shofar is hidden, and then Tosafot goes on to hold discussion that, well, maybe Rosh Chodesh is hidden also. And there are two dayas that whether you bring a carbon Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah or not. Now, of course, we assume you do bring one because the Pasuk says so, but that very havamina that there's not even a Rosh Chodesh carbon when the Pasuk says that there is a Rosh Chodesh carbon on Rosh Hashanah is a very strange thing. So Tosafot goes on to explain, no, there's really a machlokas whether or not you mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, or do you not mention Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. Those are the two days at the end of Tosfos of Yesh Mefarshim Miskase. What does it mean that's hidden? Shein Mes Maskirin also B'Musaf the Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, we bring a carbon Rosh Chodesh, but we don't make mention of it. And Rabbi Tam says, no, Adab, of course you do. Hol V'Haya Karev, since you're bringing a carbon, Maskirin also B'Musaf the Rosh Hashanah. You have to. You have to mention all the carbons that are being brought. So there's a machlokas whether or not you mention Rosh Chodesh or you don't mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. And this is really based on a clear Gemara in Erevin. Gemara in Erevin, Daf Mem, where the Gemara itself asks the question, are you maskir Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah or are you not maskir? Do you say that when there's a Zikaron, you say Yom HaZikaron, that includes both Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh? Or no, you have to mention it separately and we don't mention it separately. So this is part of the discussion. And what the Shulchan Aruch concludes is Ein Maskirin Rosh Chodesh. He writes in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah Simin Tafkuv Pei Beis Omer Betrila Betiten Lano Es Yom Hazikaron Hazeh Ve'Eino Maskir Rosh Chodesh. You do not mention Rosh Chodesh. So the question is, why don't you? Do you not mention Rosh Chodesh because it's already assumed in the same word Yom Hazikaron includes both of them? Or is it because it doesn't exist anymore? So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, the way Mishnah Berurah says Pshat is, he says, because the Kishir Omrim Yom HaZikaron, when you say Yom HaZikaron, it's Kai Nami Ad Rosh Chodesh. Because Rosh Chodesh is also called a Zikaron. B'ma'adeichem Roshei Chodsheichem Haya Lachem L'Zikaron. So Yom HaZikaron includes Rosh Chodesh. I mean, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh always come together. They're two Yom HaTovim. And Yom HaZikaron is sufficient to include both of these Yom Tovim. But the Machzor Shekel says, no, Yom HaZikaron doesn't imply Rosh Chodesh, we try to hide Rosh Chodesh. So take a look now, just the beginning, I know I'm going backwards from the sources, but hopefully put everything together. What is this Machlokas, whether or not Rosh Chodesh is mentioned on Rosh Hashanah? So there really are three days we found in the Rishonim, how to understand the relationship between Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. Either you say they both exist, or you say that Rosh Hashanah trumps Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh doesn't exist. It's not even there anymore. So the way the Tosafot writes this in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Hey, he says, when you say Milvad Olas HaChodesh Minchasa, Shebezeh Nichla Kol Musafei Rosh Chodesh Olas. When you mention that those words, it includes all Rosh Chodesh. Meaning it sounds like from Tosfos, like what Mishnah Berurah said, when you say Yom HaZikaron, It's Kolel Rosh Chodesh as well. Rosh Chodesh exists, and you just don't have to mention it separately because Yom HaZikaron is really implying both Yom Tovim, but they both exist. While the Ritva says this interesting language of Kimlei B'Derabi Minei. What's Kimlei B'Derabi Minei? It's a fascinating usage of this phrase. He certainly doesn't mean it literally, he can't, but what it literally means is when a person's chayiv two onshin at one time, which itself is a fascinating sugya, the guy's chayiv misa and he's chayiv tashlumim. The guy, I don't know, the Gemara in Ketubas talks about shooting an arrow and you rip the guy's shirt and you kill the guy, so you don't have to pay for the shirt because you're already dying, you're going to be murdered, you murder the guy, so you're getting in the death penalty. So you're potter from paying. So the Gemara says, kimlei b'derabi minei. The greater punishment, b'derabi minei, kimlei, we are mekayim, the rabba, the greater one of them, and the lesser one we ignore. So the Misa is more chamer, and we take the Misa over Tashlumim. So what the Ritva, I believe, is trying to get at here is that Rosh Hashanah is a greater Yantif than Rosh Chodesh. It's a malacha, all the things that come with Rosh Hashanah, we don't need to explain how Rosh Hashanah is a rabba minei of Rosh Chodesh, but in essence, Rosh Hashanah knocks out Rosh Chodesh entirely, and doesn't exist. So those are the two basic deyas. Now, I do have to be intellectually honest. Just because you use the Kimei B'Derabi Minei phrase doesn't have to mean you really knocked out the less punishment. What's other pshat in Kimlei in general? About your pater? No, that pater would sound like you don't either, that punishment doesn't even exist. Anyone know the other pshat? There's a Ramban in the beginning of Maseches Makos. If you take a look at the very first Ramban in Maseches Makos, he says, when you get the greater punishment, it's kolel, the lesser punishment as well. So really, Misa, when a guy gets Misa, it's kolel, the chi of Tashlum as well. Now, practically, it doesn't make sense because the guy's not getting paid back. He just lost his shirt and he's dead also. So the Yarshin aren't collecting the money. But somehow, the Misa is kolel, the Tashlum as well. They're both in existence. But if I were to be using the phrase Kimlei, Pashup Shot is that it means it knocks out the other one. It doesn't exist. It's not relevant anymore. So Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to assume that according to the Ritva, that the Kimlei B'Derabi Minei means that Rosh Hashanah knocks out the very presence of Rosh Chodesh and it's no longer relevant. And therefore, you don't mention Rosh Chodesh because it's not Rosh Chodesh. It's not Rosh Chodesh. Yes, it's Alf Tishrei, but it's not Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh doesn't exist in Tishrei. While according to Tosos and the Mishnah Berurah, that no, they both exist, but it's sufficient to say Yom HaZikaron because that's Kolel, both of them together, because even Rosh Chodesh is called a Yom HaZikaron. I forgot to look it up. I believe there's a Perish Mishnayos, the Rambam in Perish Mishnayos in Rosh Hashanah somewhere, where he says clearly, I need to look it up. You have to always be careful when being Medayik from the Rambam in Perish Mishnayos, because he wrote it initially in Arabic, and it was translated, so since none of us know Arabic, not to say that contend the translation was incorrect, but you always have to know things get lost in translation. So you're not sure how much to rely on it. The Rambam does have this language in the Perish Mishnayos that somehow Rosh Chodesh doesn't exist at all on Rosh Hashanah. But then there's the other Pshat of the Rashba. The Rashba says, you know what? Really, Rosh Chodesh does exist on Rosh Hashanah, but we don't mention it for technical reasons. What are the technical reasons? I don't know about you, but I was confused for many years how two-day Rosh Hashanah works and two-day Rosh Chodesh works. I used to think, I don't know how old I was, Rosh Hashanah I knew was Aleph Beis of Tishrei. So I used to think Rosh Chodesh is like Aleph Beis Nisan also, the first 2 days of Nisan. But it's not. It's really day 30 of the previous one and day one of the next month. So I don't know when I figured this all out, but it was confusing to me. So now, just like it was confusing to me and still is confusing now, so there's a confusion to everyone else that what happens, Rosh Hashanah happens, you have 2 days. So everyone agrees, Beis, second day, is not Rosh Chodesh. Only Aleph, only day one is Rosh Chodesh. So that means on day one, you're going to be mentioning Musaf Rosh Chodesh, but day two, you don't mention it. So now me, who I don't know any better, so I'm going to now celebrate 2 days of Rosh Chodesh in Nisan and think, oh, day two is really a fake Rosh Chodesh. Because Rosh Hashanah, we don't mention Rosh Chodesh on day two. But I don't really know because Nisan's really day 30, day 1, and the whole thing's confusing. So because it's all confusing, the Rashba says just stay away from mentioning Rosh Chodesh, but it really is Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. So we have, again, a basic Machlokas Rishonim, whether or not Rosh Chodesh is present on Rosh Hashanah, or is it not?
The first day of Rosh Hashanah, the second day of Rosh Chodesh?
The first day of Rosh Hashanah, no, because the second day of Rosh Hashanah is a Beis already.
shouldn't.
It's Beis Tishrei now, so now Rosh Chodesh is over.
But my point is, so that if Rosh Chodesh is 2 days, it could be Erev Rosh Hashanah as the first day of Rosh Chodesh.
Erev. You're saying day 30 of Elul?
If there's 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, then Erev Rosh Hashanah should be Rosh Chodesh.
Only if Elul is a 30-day, only if Elul is a 30-day month could it be a Rosh Chodesh. Right. So, now what you just said actually got me to think maybe Peshat in the Yushalmi, if I just go back to Yushalmi for a second. The Yushalmi said that you can make up the Rosh Chodesh Suda if it falls on Shabbos. If Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, day one, you can make it up on Sunday, Beis. The second of the month. Who said, maybe Rosh Chodesh doesn't have to be Dafka on day one? There's a machlokas in general, just going on a tangent, because something you said just triggered something in my mind. The Gemara tells in Sanhedrin that the halacha of Kiddush Levana. Say Kiddush Levana every time there's a new moon, we say Kiddush Levana. Now, what day do you start saying Kiddush Levana? So if you look at the Rambam sounds like day one. The first day is when you say Kiddush Levana, whenever it's a new moon. And according to the way we assume, other Rishonim say that's day three and on. So what's that machlokas? Machlokas is, I think the understanding is, whether or not Kiddush Levana is a Birchas HaShevach, or Birchas Hadah, Birchas Hanah rather, Birchas HaNenin. What does that mean? According to the Rambam, he says it's a Birchas HaShevach, not a Birchas HaNenin. Day one of the moon, I can't really get Hanah from it. It's too small to get Hanah. Now it's hard for us to understand Hanah from a moon, because we live outside of New York City, and there's plenty of lights, and the moon is really worthless. You know, for lighting purposes. But if you're up in the country and there's no lighting and you see a beautiful full moon, like you could just see what's going on in the field in front of you to a certain extent if there's no clouds. But day one, there's zero hana you could get. By day three, there's a little bit of hana. So those who assume you have to wait till day three for Kiddush Levana assume it's a birchas hanenin. You can't say a birchas hanenin until you get hana. But the Rambam says, no, it's a birchas hashavach. So day one, the moment you see a new moon, you praise Hashem for a new moon, a new cycle now. Nothing to do with hana. So just like Kiddush Levana, there are 3 days, from 3 days to day 15, you could say the bracha on Kiddush Levana. May Rosh Chodesh also, you're saying Kiddush Levana is on the new moon. But you say the new moon, the bracha, starting day three, that's the new moon is day one. So maybe you could say Rosh Chodesh extends itself beyond day one already. Maybe day one, day two, that's all in the vicinity of Rosh Chodesh. Yes, day two is not as serious of a Rosh Chodesh. It's already diluted. It's already day two of it. And we don't say Hallel, we don't say Musa, but maybe it's still in the realm of Rosh Chodesh whereby a Suda would be still acceptable to show a Kavod Rosh Chodesh. Maybe that's a suggestion for where the Yushalmi is coming from. But either way, back to our point, however. Yeah.
It seemed from how you explained it, it makes sense that it's the opposite. What would bring you to say by the Shar Ma'odas that Yom Sheni is Iker? By Rosh Hashanah, you're only saying Rosh Chodeshim by Yom Rishon. Like by every other.
Let's see.
Aleph is the Iker, which is the second day.
Kadesh Yom Sheni Iker. Kimo b'shar chadashim, like other months. And one would think that day two is more ik. So a person shouldn't say this. Maybe I'm misunderstanding the zilzal then. I have to figure this out. I told you it was confusing. Yeah, okay. I'm not sure. I need to figure this out now. Maybe it's different than what I was saying. But something's confusing about the days. Why would day two be ik? I'm not sure. I have to think about this. Not sure. Okay, so we'll hold off on that point, that particular concern, but we still see clearly from the Rashba, there really seems to be a Rosh Chodesh is on Rosh Hashanah, but because of the purposes that we're confused about, he held back from mentioning Rosh Chodesh. So this inyan of Rosh Chodesh coinciding with Rosh Hashanah really has a number of interesting nafka mina. So number one is, we all know that there's no Shabbos Mevarchim before Rosh Hashanah. Every other month has a Shabbos Mevarchim to tell us that there's going to be an upcoming Rosh Chodesh. But we don't do this before Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei because we want to trick the Satan. So therefore, he doesn't know when Rosh Hashanah is. But maybe you could suggest a different reason why there is no Shabbos Mevarchim, because there's no Rosh Chodesh. If you assume, like the Ritva, that there's a Kimlei with the Rabbi Minei, where Rosh Hashanah knocks out Rosh Chodesh, So we don't have any other time where you do Shabbos Mevarchim before Yontif. You don't have before Shavuos. You don't have before Sukkot. You don't have before Pesach. So you don't have before Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah itself doesn't deserve a Shabbos Mevarchim. Rosh Chodesh does. But maybe if you assume Kim Nehem B'Dir Abi Minei, that Rosh Chodesh doesn't exist in Rosh Hashanah, that would be a different explanation as to why one wouldn't do a Shabbos Mevarchim. Now, according to Prima Gadlim, he says, no, there's a Rosh Chodesh to speak of. The Taka should be a Shabbos Mevarchim, but in order to trick the Satan, so we avoid doing the Shabbos Mevarchim. But there really is a Rosh Chodesh. But I'm suggesting, no, there is not even a Rosh Chodesh to speak of, and for that reason, it's not relevant to do a Shabbos Mevarchim. There's a fascinating Shiboli Haleket.
What was the basic reason why, if you didn't want to, without this Nafkamina, based on this Machlokes Tosfos regular Rashi, but what was the reason originally for not having Shabbos Mevarchim before Tishrei?
Because we don't want the Satan to know where Shana is coming up. One of the reasons why we don't, you know, blow shofar in the last day of Elul is one pshat is to be mechalik between the tkiyos of Rishus of Elul and tkiyos of Chov of Rosh Hashanah. And the other reason is because to think it's over. The Satan wakes up, you know, last day of Elul. There's no blowing the shofar. He thought, oh, maybe I just missed Rosh Hashanah. I couldn't get the guys. And then the Satan just disappears somehow. So we want to trick him. So another way to trick him is we don't give him a heads up when Rosh Hashanah is coming. We're not going to do Shabbos Mevarchim. So there's a fascinating Shiboli Haleket who quotes from the Gaonim as follows. He brought down the Beis Yosef in Simen Tav Chav Beis in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. And the Gaonim have this fascinating drash of Minayin She'omrim Halel B'Rosh Chodesh. What's the source? We know that we say Halel and Rosh Chodesh. Even the Sfaradim say Halel. The Sfaradim don't use a bracha. They don't say a bracha on Rosh Chodesh, Halel, right? So that's a question of whether you say a bracha on Minhagim. Saying a Halel, Rosh Chodesh is only a Minhag. So it's a big machlokas throughout Shas, Tosas, in several places. The Ran and Rosh Hashanah saying a bracha on a Minhag or not saying a bracha on a Minhag. You know, one of the rides is actually from the Gemara in Be'a, where Yantav Sheni is a Minhag, Minhag of a Sinai B'yodenu, yet we still say a bracha. So that's why the Ashkenazim say a bracha. The Sfarim say, no, Minhag of Sinai B'yodenu of Yantav Sheni is not Minhag, it's like it's almost a halacha. But a stam Minhag, like saying Halel Rosh Chodesh, that's just a Minhag, so there's no bracha for the Sfarim. So everyone agrees you say a halal, but the question whether you say a bracha. So what's the source? So you don't really need a source because it's only a din there, but it's only a minhag. But the Gonim felt that there must be an esmachta somewhere to the concept. So how do you know you say halal in Rosh Chodesh? So he says the Matzinu Shiramas David Betilam Per Kufnun, where it says Haluya Halu Kelbukadsho Yud Beis Pamim Halu Kineged Yud Beis Chadashim. In that capital Tilam it says the word halu 12 times. And those 12 times correspond to the 12 months of the year, the 12 Rosh Chodeshim, in which case we say Halel in each of these Rosh Chodeshes. And then he writes to the end, Lefikach, Anu Koflim Kol Neshama. This is fascinating. We repeat the Pasuk of Kol Neshama. Why do we repeat it? Because since that's the last Halu of the Kipitel, that's the last month of the year. What's the last month of the year? Adar. Adar gets repeated on an Ibur Shana, 2 months. So repeat Kol Neshama. Now the truth is the reason why we repeat a Kol Neshama is whenever you conclude something in Pesukei Zimra, we repeat the Pasuk twice, it indicates a conclusion of something. But he says, no, the Kol Neshama we repeat because there are 2 months of Adar in a leap year. Now as a side point, something interesting to keep in mind, this Kol Neshama connecting to Adar is not just Stam because it's the last Pasuk in this Kapitel. There's a very strong correlation between Kol Neshama and the Chodesh Adar. There is a big Indian that Adar is connected, the Yosef Yetzir writes, it's connected the Koach HaReach, the ability to smell. Each of the months have a different limb, and it's connected to eyes, the Tammuz Avar connected to the Einayim. So Adar is connected to Af, the nose. So we know that Esther is called Hadassah. Hadassah is something you smell. Mordechai was Mardachia, which is one of the spices in the Shem HaMishcha. Chayiv Inish LeBesumei is Lashon Besamim. So there's a strong correlation between smelling in general and Adar. And the Gemara tells us that Kol Neshama is the source of saying a bracha on a reach. Gemara wants to know, Ezehu hana shemishane ha-neshama? What hana does the neshama get? That's the reach, the smell. So we see now why Kol Neshama is not simply because it's the last one in double, but there's actually a fundamental connection between Adar and Kol Neshama. That's a side point. But if you just take a step back and look at this statement of the Gonim, it says you say Rosh Chodesh, you say Halal 12 times a year. We don't say 12 times a year. We don't say in Rosh Hashanah. There's no Halal Rosh Hashanah. So what's he saying? So I think some explain, Because on a leap year, when the 13 months, so we do say it 12 times. But the Pashup Shad is, he says, we're referring to every given day, every given year, that there's a halal on every Rosh Chodesh. But that's not true. We don't say a halal on Rosh Hashanah, which is Rosh Chodesh.
You say Keneged, the Yubayis Kadashim, not that you say it, Yubayis Kadashim.
Yeah, but he's looking for a source. Minayin shir omrim halal b'Rosh Chodesh. How do you know you say it? And he answers, because since it says halal 12 times, those are connected to Rosh Chodesh, which means you should be saying halal. That's his question. Trying to answer the question.
Right. When we saw yesterday, we said, and he doesn't say saying it, though. He moves away from that. And it's connected just the Indian of it.
Right. But he's trying to answer. The question was, how do you minayin shir omrim halal, that you say it? So, okay, it could be that. But I think the point becomes that really, be'etzim, you should be saying a halal on Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara in Erechin, and also the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, tells us, when the Gemara is going through all the different requirements of when you should say halal, when you shouldn't say halal, so the Gemara says, that how come you don't say halal on Rosh Hashanah? So he says, Amru malachi asharis lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Ribono Shalom mipnei ma ein Yisrael omrim shira lefanecha v'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim. Why don't they say? And Amru lehem, efshir melach yoshev akisei adin. Is it possible the king sitting on his throne, the Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Mesim, Psuchim Lefanav, and the books of life, books of death, are wide open. V'Yisrael Omrim Shira Lefanav, they're going to sing in front of me. And for technical reasons, we don't say a halal. But Be'etzem, there really should be a halal on Rosh Hashanah. There should really be a halal for Rosh Chodesh purposes as well. But for these concerns of the certain mood of the day, so we avoid saying a halal. In fact, the Imri Emes says that La'asalavo, when things will be clear to us, that Yom HaDin won't be such a Yom HaDin anymore, it won't be such a day of Eima Pachad, we will taka say a halal on Rosh Hashanah. Now that halal Rosh Hashanah could be because it's Rosh Hashanah Yantif, or it could be because the Rosh Chodesh Shiba. But what comes out, at least from this, at least Shibul HaLeket, I believe, if you take it, how I was understanding this is, that there really are 12 months where you say a halal on each of them, even though we don't actually say halal, but in theory there should be a halal of Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. It's because Rosh Hashanah is a Rosh Chodesh also. We don't say Kimnei B'Rabbi Minei. We don't say Rosh Chodesh doesn't exist. It does exist. There really taka should be a halal on Rosh Hashanah because the Rosh Chodesh Shabo, but for technical reasons we don't say halal. Okay, this interesting suffix, which I assume you got a chance to see, in the Tshuva Sisaros Tshuva Simon Kuf Tadi Gimel, wants to know whether or not if you say Yom HaZikaron on a Rosh Chodesh in Yalav Yavo, does it work? We know we say Rosh in Yalav Yavo, we say on a Rosh Chodesh Hazer, and in Rosh Hashanah we say Yom HaZikaron. But let's say you said Yom HaZikaron on Rosh Chodesh, will that work? So he says Nistapakti, I wasn't sure. B'misha Amar B'Yom Rosh Chodesh B'Yom HaZikaron Hazer Im Yatzah. On a regular Rosh Chodesh, you say Yom HaZikaron in Yalav Yavo, or you Yotze that din, the requirement of saying Yalav Yavo. Why? Because the Gemara of Erevin says we don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh separately because it's Zichron Echad Ola Lakan Ula Kan, because one Yom Zikaron suffices for both these days of Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Chodesh is also called Yom HaZikaron. Maybe it's possible on a Stam Rosh Chodesh, Yom HaZikaron would satisfy that need. So this suffix, I believe, would only make sense if you assume that Rosh Chodesh is on Rosh Hashanah. I mean, we said before, why don't we mention Rosh Chodesh separately on Rosh Hashanah? So according to the Samri Shonim and the Mishnah Berurah, it's because when you say Yom HaZikaron, it includes both. So according to that, it would be a Dabar Pasha to me that if you mention Yom HaZikaron on a regular Rosh Chodesh, it would work. But if you assume that no, Rosh Chodesh doesn't exist at all, it's Kimnei B'Rabbi B'nei Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaZikaron only implies Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't have any mention, no reference to Rosh Chodesh. So then, on a Stam Rosh Chodesh, Yom HaZikaron wouldn't satisfy either. So I think this question really hinges upon whether or not Rosh Chodesh is present on Rosh Hashanah, which means whether Yom HaZikaron refers to Rosh Chodesh or does it not.
He's talking about Shemona Esrei, right?
You don't have to repeat it anyways, exactly. Right. Exactly. I don't think about it. Lichachila, no one would suggest Yom HaZikaron. I don't think he's saying Yom HaZikaron Lichachila, but B'dieved.
Yotzei
in Benching. And Shemona Esrei. Because we know the halacha is, if a person forgot Yalav Yavo, what Aaron's trying to get at here is, if you forgot Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh for a Suda, you don't have to repeat it. Because you don't really have to have a Suda on Rosh Chodesh. You can't fast on Rosh Chodesh, but you don't have to have a Suda. Only when there's a Chiv Pas forgetting that Hazkara would require benching again. So it's not relevant for benching, but for davening, you know, if you daven Maariv and you miss Yalav Yavar Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat it because we're not Mekadosh Chodesh Balayla. And even if it's the second day of Rosh Chodesh, the din is as well, we don't repeat davening if you forgot Rosh Chodesh in Yalav Yavar. But the daytime, but during
the second day, even the day?
Yes, nighttime.
Oh, night.
And both nights, you would not repeat Shemoneh Esrei if you forgot Yalav Yavar, because Ein Mekadoshin Chodesh Belayla. But Bayom, if you forgot during the daytime, you would have to. So what Aaron just pointing out here, just to be clear, what the question is the question is that if you forgot, or you said Yom HaZikaron in Yalav Yavar during davening Shachris or Mincha, so that's the question, whether or not Yom HaZikaron, your Yotze B'dieved, or not, which again I think it hinges upon whether or not Rosh Chodesh is present on Rosh Hashanah, which means Yom HaZikaron implies both, or Rosh Chodesh is not present, which means Yom HaZikaron is only referring to Rosh Hashanah, and it wouldn't satisfy the need to the requirement to mention Rosh Chodesh. I think you could also possibly say that the presence of Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah might impact what we discussed last week about whether or not there's Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Maybe you could suggest, now the Mepharshim don't say this, I'm just suggesting this on my own, that we discuss whether there's Simcha or not. Maybe it would be, if you hold it Rosh Chodesh you can't fast, there's a certain low-level Simcha on Rosh Chodesh, maybe that's why there should be an element of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. And if there's no aspect of Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah because of Kim Levi D'Rabbi Minei, then maybe there shouldn't be any Simcha Rosh Hashanah. So this might connect to that. But let's conclude, finally bring it back to our point of being Mar Besuda. I see Leon's here, Leon Meir's here. I need to thank him for this last piece here. He added this piece when we were talking the other day about the Indian of being Mosif a extra Michael at the Suda. So coming back to this point, whether or not this is relevant on Rosh Hashanah. So while Prima Gadim says the Chuli Alma, everyone agrees that you do not add a extra Michael on Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh, for Rosh Chodesh purposes, he says we don't do that because some hold you're even allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah, which tells us we could completely ignore Rosh Chodesh being there. But if you assume, like we've been discussing up until now, that no, Rosh Chodesh is present. Rosh Chodesh is not a Kim Levi D'Rabbi Unai. If you assume, like the Ritva, that Kim Levi D'Rabbi Unai, Rosh Chodesh is completely wiped off, there's only 11 Rosh Chodeshim in the year, not 12, then fine, there's no inin to add any part of the Suda. But if you assume that really Rosh Chodesh is there, and that's why the Shibboleth Leket writes that there should be really 12 Hallows during the year, and that's why Yom HaZikaron refers even to Rosh Chodesh, and all what we've been discussing, so then maybe Taka, you should add extra Riboy Seuda, an extra Meichel, an extra dish for the Kavod of Rosh Chodesh. But now, really, in the end, I think even if you assume that there's Rosh Chodesh, you still don't have to add an extra dish. I mean, when the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah talk about the inyan of an extra Rosh Chodesh Meichel for Shabbos, it's because both Kedushas are different. Shabbos has a certain Kedusha, Rosh Chodesh has a certain Kedusha, and you have to show respect to both Shabbos and to Rosh Chodesh. But even if you assume Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah are both relevant, that they both exist, that there's a Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, in the end of the day, they're not two different Kedushas. They're different halachas, granted, but it's the same inyan of Hischadshus. One Hischadshus of the Chodesh, one Hischadshus of the Shana, and that's really in the same realm, the same type of Kedusha. And even though you recognize there being Rosh Chodesh, the idea is, since it's the same Inyan, the same Hischadshus, maybe even then you would assume there is no Inyan of a Riboy Seuda. Okay, so we'll stop here. Now, next week, because of Slichos, it will be hard to really get anything going. So I would